Revenue is open. Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to do a work session on the urban flood safety zone and vote it out. So I will open up a work session on Senate Bill 431A. Before we do, Jamie, could you give us an overview with the numbers and remind us what we're doing?
Chair Haas, members of the committee, Senate Bill 431A with the -4 amendments creates urban flood safety and water quality district in portion of Multnomah County. This is in an area over by the airport where there are currently 4 levee districts that operate independently. This measure would create an interim board that would first establish the structure for a new district that would encompass all of those 4 current districts. And once that was secure, would dissolve the current taxing districts. And so there's a not a direct revenue impact because this is all subject to voter approval and construction of the board. But if it were to be successful, those current 4 taxing districts have about $6.3 million in taxing authority that are imposed annually. About 740,000 of that is are on properties that are subject to compression. And so they wouldn't be, that $740,000 would be released to other properties and taxing districts that overlap with them. And so that revenue wouldn't change, but the other $5.6 million would be lost because the taxing districts would be dissolved. What? And in their place, you'd have this new one taxing district and levy maintenance system, and that would have 2 separate systems. They are, the proposal is to construct a general obligation bond, which would be between $115 million and $200 million over a period of 20 years. And that's for the major infrastructure improvements required to get up to FEMA level certification and those types of things. And then there will be operations and maintenance, which has between over that similar period of time, $150 and $180 million, but would be treated as an expense and a type of utility billing. And that, those are the numbers. And then the fiscal impact has an indeterminate because of the numbers that I was just giving you there, and they, so that we wrote it and they overlap.
Okay, questions of staff?
No, Senator Vance, you ready? A4 amendment, or you want me to?
Go ahead.
Just scroll it down so I can see the date. Mr. Chair, I move the A4 amendment into Senate Bill 431A dated 5/1/19.
Senator Boquist moves the A4s into Senate Bill 431. Any discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 431 as amended by the A4 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist moves Senate Bill 431 as amended to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Boquist?
Yes.
Senator Riley?
Excused.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bevs?
Yes.
Chair Haas?
Pass votes aye. The measure goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Senator Taylor, you're in Multnomah County.
Yes, I am.
Would you like to carry this bill?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That does it for us today. Floor at 3:30. We'll adjourn.